You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome into the Beach House Beach Bunker for this Hump Day Wednesday. And on the show today, we'll talk more on White Lotus, people piling into Thailand to see where the movie, the show, the series was filmed. I'm still trying to understand it, and Sunseekers are trying to explain the hottest show on TV to me. More suspicious vehicles in Westman farmyards, and we've got the footage coming up. Direwolf from Game of Thrones. We're living in a real life Jurassic Park. The scientists have taken what was once an extinct animal and brought it back to life after 10,000 years. Do you see this? What do you think of this? Where do you think we go with this next? Just in the laboratory, bringing back an animal that hasn't walked the earth in 10,000 years. Pretty impressive stuff. Also, we're going to tell you about a restaurant that is offering diners a big discount. The skinnier you are. I guess I won't be eating there. I'll go to the place in Vegas that gives the free burgers for those over 350 pounds. What is that? The Heart Attack Grill? Aptly named. We'll show you the other restaurant. Also, Meta with some good news this morning, especially if you have young people who want to get online. Some comfort to parents. Is it enough? That's going to be the question. And Apple is the company that brought you iPhones. They brought us apps. And now they're going to bring us something really interesting. The AI doctor. I don't know. What I do know is that Sunrise Credit Union, you're running out of time to get that 3.89% residential mortgage so that you can win the $30,000. We're into its final few days. So contact Sunrise Credit Union, 3.89% residential mortgage. That is a fantastic rate, by the way. But you only have a limited time to win the 30 grand in your hand. April the 12th is the deadline. SunriseCU.mb.ca. At Auto Fashion, if you get hail damage this spring, I want you to remember our friends at Auto Fashion. They will take care of you. They're MPI accredited. They're easy to find now. Friendly staff, get you a courtesy car. They'll get you on your way. And if you just got too much stuff going on, can't keep your car clean, they'll do that too. They'll elevate your ride, whether it's hail damage, interior or interior showroom shine. They can take care of it at 255 17th Street North, behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. I think I'm going to go over there later today. I need a pizza bun. I need a pizza bun in my life. So I'm going to do that later today. That's on tap for lunch today. And at the same time, loading up on some hot cross buns for Easter. You know, Easter's next weekend. If you need some tray buns to go along with maybe some of that ham you're going to get. Oh, God. Tray buns with fresh ham. Oh, get the mayo out. Oh, mustard. If you are in need of any bread products, please see my friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They are Brandon's Bakery, best bakery in all of Manitoba, maybe even all of Western Canada. Maybe you want some sticky buns for dessert at Easter, some cinnamon buns. Again, they've got your Easter breads as well, rye bread, you name it, it's being baked. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Playing with DNA. Have you seen this? The direwolf, not just a character on Game of Thrones, not just an animal on Game of Thrones. The direwolf actually existed 10,000 years ago. Scientists are starting to play with DNA in a serious way now. If you've seen the movie Jurassic Park, you know what I'm talking about. They go into a lab, they take the DNA of an animal, they mess around with it, and then bring it to life. And in the movie Jurassic Park, of course, it's all fiction and they're doing it with dinosaurs. And the dinosaurs come to life and they make a park of dinosaurs and the dinosaurs destroy things and chase people. And it's an exciting movie and it's supposed to be science fiction, but it's not science fiction anymore.
Direwolves have been extinct for 10,000 years. You may know them from Game of Thrones.
Come with me.
Now a U.S.-based firm called Colossal Biosciences claims it's extracted DNA from ancient direwolf remains and used that to modify the genome of modern gray wolves. The result, the company says, is the birth of three direwolf pups, two males and a female. But some experts are skeptical. Ecologist Corey Bradshaw told Reuters,
"We don't have the technology to modify entire genomes. We can modify components of genomes, and we can certainly sequence genomes. So, yes, they have slightly genetically modified wolves, maybe. And that's probably the best that you're going to get. And those slight modifications seem to have been derived from retrieved direwolf material. Does that make it a direwolf? No. Does it make a slightly modified gray wolf? Yes. And that's probably about it."
Even if someone were able to make new direwolves after all this time, it doesn't necessarily follow that there would be a viable population of the canines. It raises some big questions, as Dr. Bradshaw notes.
They're cute.
Put them. I mean, this is one thing that seems to be completely lost on the de-extinction people, is that let's say that even you manage to bring back a sufficient number of mammoths or direwolves to create a viable population. This is important because you need thousands of completely genetically diverse individuals in a population for having any chance of surviving into the future. The whole Adam and Eve concept of you create two and they can just go on and do their own thing. Now, that's called inbreeding depression. And then things die very quickly. Most introductions of most species fail, over 99%. Why? Because there's a few individuals that inbreed themselves out of existence.
Still, those pups
are cute.
Pretty cute.
It's not lost on me that it's not 100% direwolf. It's kind of like a direwolf, but it's a direwolf relative. It has direwolf DNA in that. Those little guys have the DNA of a direwolf in them. Like most technologies, boys and girls, this is just the beginning. This is just the start. Now, you and I may be gone from the planet, but we will see the day. We totally will see the day where DNA of offspring is manipulated. It could also end up curing diseases. There could be some real medical breakthroughs with this, and there could also be some pretty scary things. Didn't Stephen King do a movie where the pets came back, or the DNA of a pet that passed away was brought back? And because that's where it'll start. It'll start with a pet that you miss, and then you're going to get a new pet, and oh, it'll have the DNA of the old pet. It'll be just like the old pet, but it's not like the old pet because it is impossible to completely duplicate. But we will try. Just like AI, the AI doctor is coming. Apple is going to introduce AI doctors. I bet you doctors are excited about that. We've got more on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. I gotta admit, I'd like to try this out. And they're doing free tasting today at Headley's Health Hut as part of Win Back Wednesday. What does that mean exactly? Well, you could win back your purchase today. It is the second Wednesday of each month over at Headley's Health Hut. They do Win Back Wednesday, and last time they did this, winners included Nancy, Brianne, Robert, Linda, Dolores, Judy, Natalie, and Patricia. They draw ballots and refund up to $500. That's right. You can win back your entire purchase. So don't miss out. That is today at Headley's Health Hut. There is their bright, beautiful store. That's what you're going to be looking for as you're cruising down Richmond Avenue. When you buy your smile cookies this year, the Tim Hortons Smile Campaign is April the 28th to May the 4th, and this is going to be what it looks like at the Brandon Clinic when it's done, the before and after picture. On the left is the before. This is in the lobby of our local clinic, the Brandon Clinic. It's where my doctor is. You go up those stairs to get yourself a test. You do the blood work up there. You pee in the jar and all that good stuff. You go up those stairs. You don't pee in the jar. On the stairs, you go up in the lab. This lab is what I'm trying to say. This is the lab area. Well, look at this. It's all going to get redone, repainted, redesigned. That's one area. This is called Smile Zone. Smile Zone is an organization that helps to brighten up medical facilities across Canada. Now, we did this in Dauphin last year. Dauphin holds the record, by the way, for most smile cookies sold from one location. Dauphin, you're the king and queen of smile cookies. This is in the main hallway area. And so what they'll do is they'll go in, they'll design it, brighten it up, repaint it. Let's face it, medical facilities, you don't think fun. Actually, the Dauphin one has like this interactive video game you play where you stand in the hallway at the hospital there in the waiting area. And it's like, how can I describe this? The lights shine on the floor and you can dance around and it'll shine a number. And then you have to hit the number with your feet. And the kids are like, hey, let's play this. And then they're not afraid of the hospital. And we're going to try and do that with the Brannan Clinic with Smile Cookies. So if you could pre-order your Smile Cookies at timhortonswestman.ca, that would be fantastic, because this is going to ramp up. I know it feels like we're still 3 weeks away from it, but it's going to ramp up. Make sure that you've got your Smile Cookies before this thing kicks into high gear. On Monday, the 28th of April, timhortonswestman.ca is the website that you got to go to. And Eplaw office over on 18th Street. Again, if you're buying or selling real estate, if you are looking at redoing your will, which is super important, and or maybe you own a business, know of somebody that owns and operates a business and they're looking at making some changes and need some help from a lawyer, then you want to see the crew at Eplaw office. They are forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs. Now, they're a busy place. They're very popular, but they've always got time for you. They'll always make time for you because, you know, it's nice to be popular, but they're small town lawyers and they know what that's all about. You know what I'm saying? Good people, good people. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. People are streaming this show all over the place and I can't grasp it. I can't grasp what White Lotus is all about. It's apparently just a whole bunch of drama. I call it drama in the jungle.
God, you said something about this fruit.
Locals actually call it the suicide tree. So, don't eat it.
Don't eat the forbidden fruit?
I'm not doing this. It's a waste of time. Now let's go.
เรื่องที่โรงแรมโดนปล้นวันนั้นหรือเปล่า
I love you Please don't do something stupid
I'm gonna be okay
Have you seen Lori?
No one has lived better than we have
I love you so much
Have a wonderful last day
White Lotus, the White Lotus. So the takeaway there is that it's a show about milkshakes and fruit. And because somebody died, I'm thinking that they got food poisoning. Zumba Bernice says, yes, I watched all three seasons of it. Someone's not getting through to me. I really need shows to watch. There's just garbage on TV. I'm not deadly opposed to it. I think I am at maximum drama right now with the crap going on in the world that I can't take more drama. My drama pail is kind of full to the brim, and I can't overfill it with more drama. And this apparently is all drama. Jerry says White Lotus is the resort people stay at. Each couple or person staying has a story about their life. Oh, so White Lotus is the resort. Well, then how come there's three seasons of White Lotus? Is it the same resort, but the people change? MJ has never seen this show. Zumba Bernice says, this is the last season. Took a long time for the drama to begin. Also, is it boring off the start? Blessed Mama says, it's hell on wheels. So good. Old Chickie has never heard of it. Well, it's huge. Oh, I've definitely heard of it. And people are talking about it all over the place. Ryan says, different stories of people and groups all staying at a luxury resort for a week. Most characters mix in and out of other people's lives. Tanya says, you don't know what you're missing, Tyler, not watching this show. However, Tracy says, I'm with you, Tyler. I've heard lots about the show, but have zero interest in watching it. I said, I'm a middle-aged guy that is not really into drama. Tracy says, I'm a middle-aged woman that also doesn't like drama. I said, there's quite enough drama on the 6 o'clock news, actually. Krista warns me that season 3 is not as good as 1 and 2. I've heard that as well. It's like you have taken psychedelics and went to a resort. Chaos, sex, booze, drugs, murder, weird people, young people, old people, booze, drugs, and sex. Okay, she's starting to get to me. She's starting to wear me down. Chaos, sex, booze, drugs, murder, weird people. Hey, thanks for your entries in the Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care Contest. I do appreciate that. We're going to do the grand prize draw on Friday. Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care, the SOS contest. We're asking you about what you love about your backyard. All you got to do is post it on the Facebook page, and we'll do a draw on Friday, the Backyard SOS contest with Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. People are telling me how beautiful their backyards are. Michelle says she loves her fire pit. It's her favorite thing. Brooke also likes the hot tub and fire pit. Oh, you gotta have a hot tub. Robin says, I enjoy the freedom and retreat for recharge. Aaron says, I am entering this contest for my parents. They have a okay, Aaron, that's fine. They have a beautiful yard with deer and bunnies, and we love sitting on their deck. They would love this for their backyard. Now, the only stipulation is you got to be in the Brandon area, okay? Because Jeff does the yard work in the Brandon region. So you have to be in the immediate Brandon area, okay? If you are in the immediate Brandon area, he can take care of your yard care needs at 204-761-8373. You see his website there, too, at jeffsccyardcare.ca. And again, we will draw for a grand prize winner on Friday's show. And thank you for entering. Mark explains The White Lotus this way. So it's an anthology series where you have a bunch of characters and their craziness and their stories. The season always starts with a tragedy. Then you're left wondering for 10 hours, who did this? They're based at a resort. Every season is in a different country with its own cultural issues and perks. Thailand was for season 3, and we talked about White Lotus and its effect on the Thai people, and the fact you can't even get a hotel in Thailand right now. I mean, they're just being crushed with tourists. White Lotus being a hot show, and one of the stars of the show is the country that hosts the show, and you can see in the trailer it's beautiful, it's absolutely beautiful. Mark goes on to say the show tends to move at a snail's pace. But watching the character development and interactions is hard to turn off. Also, there is the fact that you're constantly wondering, who is the murderer? Janine has a complaint. She says, I do like the show, but the character's story seems the same every season. Crystal says it's worth a watch. Danette says, so good, there's nothing going on and so much going on all at the same time. A true binge series. I might have to binge it. Betty says it's true. Thailand is amazing. The scenery is absolutely beautiful. You need to watch it all 3 seasons. You should watch all 3 seasons to understand the common threads involved. Zumba Bernice said that the second season is weirdly crazy. Zumba Bernice says, yeah, she can't afford to go back. The prices are insane. Likely driven up by the show. I'm not kidding. It is the top place. It's like most people couldn't find Thailand on a map, and then all of a sudden this show comes out. Everybody wants to go there. That's generally how it works. Molly says, still not Breaking Bad here. I wish I could wipe my brain and watch that series all over again. I'd have to say Breaking Bad is my favorite series of all time. Sopranos, it would be a close second, but Breaking Bad is, I can't believe there was, and that's why I use it as an example, because I can't believe there was a time where I was pushing back on that. And I guess I'm hoping that for White Lotus is that someone will get through to me. I'll take a risk. I'll give it a try and then get into it. Because there's nothing like really getting into a show that you can't wait to get home and watch and jump on the couch. And I'm finding TV is just awful right now. I'm in one of those lull points where if I do have an hour to watch TV, it's like YouTube, because it's just gross. There's nothing on, nothing good. Then all of a sudden, White Lotus has their finale and people are going bananas. They're going crazy. Coffee Mate. TMZ runs this story. Coffee Mate was unaware of the role that it would play in the White Lotus finale. Coffee Mate left in complete shock after Sunday's White Lotus finale, not knowing the partnership they did with Mike White's show in January would lead to one of the most intense moments of the season months later. Obviously, Coffee Mate has something to do with the end of the show. Well, this is awkward. And it's like showing up in high school and everyone's talking about the new kid you haven't met yet and what happened at the party that you weren't at. And they're all laughing in the hallway and you're like, what's going on? Oh, you should have been there, man. The new kid did this thing. And I'm like, I've met the new kid. I didn't go to that party. And that's what this feels like. I am not drinking that. So you can actually buy White Lotus Coffee Mate? Really? Yeah, the reactions to the finale are off the charts. People were saying that they're going to bill HBO for their therapy. Zumba Bernice says H&M had a White Lotus collection of vacation clothing, and it was sold out before the season even started. Everything White Lotus is hot as hell.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, in the month of April, they're going to give you a $20 Shell gas gift card. Who doesn't want free gas? $20 gift card to Shell. Put that in your gas tank when booking a multi-point inspection, either on its own or with any service. So if you're there to do something else on your vehicle, maybe you're getting a muffler fixed or you're getting some other work done, and you say, yeah, while we're here, we're going to get that multi-point inspection done. Or if you'd like to get it on its own, it's $55. They'll throw in the $20 gas card at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt. Giant indoor water park, Turtle Island Adventure Water Park, with 175 feet of water slides, lazy river, and world-class entertainment at Skydancer. 3 big shows planned for later on this year, and we've got fingers crossed that all this tariff stuff is all settled down by July, when the lead singer of Rascal Flatts will be there. We've got Tracy Byrd coming in November, and Lil Jon is in August. It still seems like a long ways away, so hopefully there'll be some improvements by then. And we'd love to see you at the Skydancer. Give them a follow on their social media channels to stay up to date on happenings, and visit their website too at skydancercasino.com. And today is the last day of the Canada-wide super sale. It ends tonight at Leon's Furniture Superstore, proudly Canadian since 1909. Your chance to save up to 50% on select clearance mattresses, save up to 50% on select clearance beds, special pricing on major appliances, black tag furniture, but it ends tonight at Leon's. Plus, you can pay nothing for 2 years, no money down, not even the taxes or fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest. Go to leons.ca or visit them in town at 3635 Victoria Avenue in the west end of Brandon. So we often tell you stories about people getting kicked off of airplanes because they've had too much to drink. They've behaved badly. They've been booted from the plane. I have another story for you about a woman, Anne-Marie Murray, taken off an airplane by police because she was hammered and started slapping fellow passengers? No. Because Anne-Marie took her pants off and pooped in an aisle? No, that was from 3 months ago, and that's a real story. Why was Anne-Marie taken off an airplane by police? Anne-Marie was on a flight, like you have done many a times. You ordered some snacks. You ordered some snacks to enjoy on the plane, and it used to be that you got free snacks on the airplane, but of course that doesn't happen anymore. What happens now is you have to pay for it, and oftentimes they will ask you to pay for your snacks by using a credit card. She had some chips, a drink, came to $9, and her credit card was declined. Make sure when you're buying airline food, your credit card doesn't get declined. When they told her she had to leave the plane, when it landed, with help from police, she took her phone out.
Yeah.
Because this is insanity. This is not pooping in the aisle. This is not hitting anybody. Her credit card bounced on a $9 bill.
Yes, thank you. Hi.
What's your name, sorry?
Anne-Marie Murray.
Anne-Marie. Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on 2 seconds.
Wow.
I can't wait to come along with you. I'm sorry. Right, do I use the toilet?
Now, you can hear the police say, I'm sorry, but they had to walk her into the terminal, which they did. They walked her into the terminal. She hit the first bank machine and took out $9 and gave it to the airline. And once again, the police said they were sorry that they had to show up. A complete waste of their resources and time. It's interesting that we've got a story like this on the same show where we need police out in rural areas. Now, this is in England, mind you, but just goes to show you the misplacement of resources here. Police officers said, quote, this is ridiculous. However, Ryanair staff informed her she was now banned from flying with them because her credit card bounced. They issued a statement that said that during this flight, the passenger attempted to purchase food and the credit card was declined. As the crew looked to resolve the payment issue, the passenger proceeded to ignore crew instructions, consume the items, and then became disruptive. The aircraft was met by local police at Bristol Airport, and the passenger was removed. Ryanair has a strict zero-tolerance policy towards passenger misconduct and will continue to take decisive action to combat unruly passenger behavior. Now, we didn't see that part of the video where maybe she freaked out because her credit card was declined, and that could happen. But just make sure that you've got more than one way to pay on an airplane if you're going to order food, especially if you've ever flying Ryanair. Good job, Meta. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Now to Apple, still with technology. Next time you go to the doctor's going to be on your phone. Well, we already have that, you say. We already have calls where you can just talk to the doctor on your phone. Thank you, COVID-19. No, Apple is going to bring the doctor to your phone in the way of AI. I mean, you already have these, can already take your blood pressure, can already do, you know, your health monitoring on your little smartwatch. I don't have one of these, by the way. Speaking of things we don't have, I have no need for the health watch. But AI doctor, what do you think of that? Would you go to your phone for the doctor? The initiative is called Project Mulberry. It involves a completely revamped health app plus a health coach. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is coming next. So exercise a little more, maybe get a little better night's sleep. Oh, all of a sudden, you're going to have the doctor at your beck and call. In 2024, Google launched a personal AI with the Fitbit ecosystem to help you with your health-related needs. And now it will be a doctor. You'll be able to, but how do you do the blood tests and stuff? Are they just going to, you know, we're going to mail you a little cup? Wait till this starts to talk in ways that are going to make it seem human. I'm out of a job. It'll be much more fun to interact with somebody who's not real. It's coming. It's coming. There is a restaurant that is going to give you a discount if you're skinny. I am offended. Where is this place and how big is the discount? And could this offer me some incentive to maybe get off the couch? I don't know. We're going to take a look together. First, the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. If you're planning a summer getaway, maybe a spring getaway, elkhornresort.mb.ca. Of course, they've got the beautiful Clarso Nordic Spa. Wellness Week with Solange happens all month long on Wednesdays. Wellness Wednesdays. Check out elkhornresort.mb.ca for a complete list of activities happening at the resort, as well as packages for you and your family to enjoy a beautiful Riding Mountain National Park. elkhornresort.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local Co-ops of Westman. From soup to nuts, they've got them in the food store for you. Tasted Tuesday was all about soup, and we're getting ready for a beautiful barbecue weekend, so if you're looking for the best meats available, I get all my meats from the co-op, the butcher shop at the co-op, from Smokies to special co-op gold frozen burgers, the fresh made variety, steaks, chops, ribs, roasts, brisket, and more. Check out the meat department at your local co-ops of Westman. I love them. They know me well. Great deals on hamburger too, chicken, turkeys, fresh fish, and more. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Amiota Co-op, too. And finally, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They've got a big event coming up on April the 26th from 11 till 4. For every test drive taken of an EV, the dealership is going to donate $10 towards Brandon Earth Day events and other charitable partners. So you could really help out here. Simply by showing up. You just show up to Murray's on April the 26th. I want to take a car for a test drive. Take an EV, Westman's number one EV dealership. They say, okay, pick one out. You take it for a drive. $10, cha-ching, to Brandon Earth Day events and other charitable groups. On Saturday, April 26th, 11 till 4, Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon. So this is how the restaurant offers their discount. You have to fit through a set of rails. Oh, wow. So is this a buffet restaurant or what? I can't fit through the full price. Sorry. 5% discount are two rails pretty close together. You get a 10% discount if you can fit through two rails that are very tight. There's two rails that no one could fit through. You get a 15% discount and two rails that are virtually side by side. If you can fit through those rails, you get a 20% discount. This is in Thailand. It's a breakfast spot, pretty popular with tourists, especially the fit variety. It must be an all-you-can-eat place. Is it all-you-can-eat? Oh, yeah, look at this one. This little girl, she's like 50 pounds, gets the 15% discount. It's the Chiang Mai Breakfast World, German beer garden, with ice cream, an ice cream bowl at the front. Okay, hang on. This is so eclectic. It's a breakfast world, German beer garden with a giant ice cream mascot. What? I'm so confused. This is where my marketing brain kicks in. It's like, what am I going to get here? Am I getting a German breakfast with beer and ice cream? I'm so confused. Not to mention, you don't want fat people there. So I'm just going to have to pass you on by. What's the deal? Is it a buffet? I get it if it's a buffet. Makes sense, because I don't think people that run a buffet like to see me come in the door. There are a total of five categories. Yeah, we saw that. Onlookers laugh out loud as you try and squeeze through the bars. My feelings are hurt. No, not really. I've done this to myself. I get it. Oh, man. And then, of course, you've got people furious. See, I don't get upset. I'm not one of those people that have to avenge the wronged. Listen, it is what it is. Some people are really mad. This is discrimination. I would never eat there. Another person said, furious. This is so wrong. It's despicable. This place should not be open. They're having fun. And I bet you the cameras would come out if I tried to slip through some of those bars. It'd be like, oh, look at this guy. He thinks he's going to fit. Yeah, and I can move and wiggle. It's a little bit of jelly. It's movable. Some of it's movable. You just got to practice it. Maybe butter yourself up. Get all oiled up. Some did call it funny. Some called it a brilliant idea. Another person said, we need this at all restaurants. The eatery serves European and Thai meals. Run by a German chef. That's why it's so eclectic. But it doesn't say if it's buffet or not. I like to think it is, because then to me, that would make a lot of sense. They want to keep the big eaters away. If you're over 350 pounds, like yours truly, you get to eat at the Heart Attack Grill for free. The Heart Attack Grill is on Fremont Street in Las Vegas. Yes, if you're over 350 pounds, there's a scale that you can step on and you get to eat for free. Then they put a hospital gown on you and they take you to your table. It's fantastic. I've never eaten there, but I'm going to tell you, the next time I'm in Vegas, I have got to go there. This is what it looks like. The Heart Attack Grill. Ah, thankfully no one is. Look at this, 350. Oh, sorry, lightweight, 160. Oh, no. See, so I get to eat for free. I'll take you there. Over 350, you get to eat for free. No problem. In my sleep, I even get a wheelchair. And it's extra wide wheelchair. Look at this stuff. Oh, yeah, the bacon, the bro. They want the big eaters there. Oh, the fries, the bacon, the cheese. Oh, man. Blessed Mama says that's got to deter people from eating, don't you think? No way. This is how, look at the waitresses. They're all dressed like nurses. They put you in a gown. This is a restaurant that takes fun to the extreme. Your drinks come in an IV bag. See, he's got a hospital gown on. This is what you need. Oh, man. And the quadruple, you get to eat for free. Look at the size of that burger. Served by a nurse. I think I'm in heaven. I think I've died and gone to heaven. So you can keep your restaurant where you got to be a skinny mini to go and eat there to get the discount, or the best discount of all is free. Thailand or Vegas, I'll see you in Vegas. Well, Sunseekers, that's it for another show. We have got a split. Thank you so much for being part of it. It's been fun. Have the most amazing Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be back for a Thirsty Thursday tomorrow at the Beach House Beach Bunker. Have a good one, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.